I'd like to share a word with you about the love of Jesus Christ. I was thinking a little while ago about my grandmother, long since passed away. Some specifics I don't recall, but my first impression was how she loved me. When we think about the Lord, what's our first impression? How much Jesus loves him. When people saw Jesus weep at the tomb of his friend Lazarus, they observed how he loved him. What would we say when we see him not weeping, but dying? We read in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 19 that the love of Jesus Christ surpasses our capability to apprehend. Paul prays that we, by the power of God, may be able to comprehend with all saints. Every saint here, everybody washed by the blood of Christ, has this capability as a gift from God, that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. It is God's desire that we know the love of Christ. Know practically through experience. We must not let the time since his crucifixion or our absence from the actual event or the numbers of people for which he died in any way to dull the reality of this highest expression of love. The love of Jesus Christ surpasses knowledge. What is his point of comparison? What is the love of Christ like? The answer is found in John chapter 15 and verse 9. He says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you." That's the highest comparison. The Father of love, the fountain of pure, intense, incomparable love. Love that could not be improved upon. Overwhelming love that the Father has for the Son. Jesus says, "That's the way I love you." His love surpasses knowledge. We understand something of it by the point of comparison. When we think of the intensity of his love, we have it described in John 15, 13. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." We see the consistency of his love in John 13, 1. Before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. We read of the tenacity of his love in Romans 8, 35. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" We see the present accessibility of the love of Christ in John 14, 21. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I shall love him and shall manifest myself to him." Clear, conspicuous manifestation is indicated here. The Lord loves us. And he has ordained that we carry this, which we're about to observe, Lord's Supper. It's one of the two ordinances of the church. If there were video cameras back in that day, maybe we'd watch the film again when he was crucified. If we had the blood preserved, maybe we'd hold that forward, the actual blood that was shed. or at the cross where the wood were available, and then all this, they've attempted that in churches before. So a bit of the wood from the cross of Calvary or the blood from Christ. But all that's gone. What can we hold before the people? If there was a photographer there, if we had a recording of the voices, people could give their testimony, this is what the death was like. We don't have any of that. What we have is a declaration of the Word of God. And we have this bread and this fruit of the vine. Jesus said, hold that forth, lest people ever forget. Do this to show His death till He comes again. That death is a great measure of His love. So when we gather here today, we're going to sing a number of hymns about Him, make a number of comments. May they all be colored by this, how He loved us. Loved with everlasting love. Led by grace that love to know. Spirit, breathing from above, Thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace. Oh, this transport all divine. In a love which cannot cease, I am His and He is mine. In a love that cannot cease, I am His and He is mine. Heaven above is softer blue. Earth around is sweeter green. Something lives in every hue Christless eyes have never seen. Birds with gladder songs overflow. Flowers with deeper beauties shine. Since I know, as now I know, I am His and He is mine. Since I know, as now I know, I am His. And He is mine. Things that once were wild alarms cannot now disturb my rest. Closed in everlasting arms, pillowed on the loving breast. Oh, to lie forever here, doubt and care and self resign, while He whispers in my ear, I am His, and He is mine. While He whispers in my ear, I am His, and He is mine. His forever, only His, who the Lord and me shall part. Ah, with what a rest of bliss Christ can fill the loving heart. Heaven and earth may fade and flee, firstborn light in gloom decline, but while God and I shall be, I am His, and He is mine. But while God and I shall be, I am His, and He is mine. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.